Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Letters of Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again. What's up? How are you doing? It's the 18th day in the month of December 2022. It's 13 days, less than 2 weeks to the end of 2022. I'm glad. I'm excited, man. I really do not have words to describe my excitement right now. It's exactly 1 week to Christmas. That's amazing. The fact that nobody is intentional about Christmas, nobody's playing Christmas songs, nobody's putting up decorations, at least from where I am. I'm not seeing all of those. It's not fair. Come on. We can actually do better than that. We should do better than that. Originally, I wanted to do a World Cup special. You know, talk about the World Cup and how Lionel Messi is not going to win the World Cup. But I decided against it. Not because I'm not going to do it. I'm still going to do that, but I'll do that tomorrow. But because as I was chilling yesterday evening, I saw a tweet. Like, that's true. I really need to do something about this. And it's the issue. Can we call it an issue? Maybe. It's how people are so quick to relate with celebrities than they are with people around them. So for instance, imagine when a celebrity couple's marriage fails. People are always like, oh, this is why I don't believe in marriage. This is why marriage is. Meanwhile, their parents are married. Still married. I do not see the sense in this, honestly. If you see it, please let me know. But I am not seeing it. It doesn't make half sense. It doesn't make the minutest sense at all. Like, why is the outside relatable to you than the inside? I think it's very, very disrespectful, first of all, for you to make such statements, because it shows that you do not rate what you have around you. Same way you say, It's the people closest to you that are going to hurt you. Meanwhile, you have a very, very solid community. If I was your friend and you always said something like that, honestly, it would pay me because, hey, I'm here. I did your side, my guy. You cannot be saying stuff like that. It's different for people who have been hurt by friends, or who do not have healthy marriages and relationships around them to say this kind of things. Oh, marriage is trash, marriage is this. Those ones is a different thing entirely. But for you to be in an environment where you have your parents who are happily married, you have mentors who are happily married, you have older friends who you look up to that who are happily married, and then you go about saying, just because one celebrity couple divorced after 6 months, after they dated for 7 years, you now say, oh, this marriage is not that, it's not even good to get married. My dear, I'm sorry for you. I'm really, really sorry for you. It's really, really pathetic, honestly. And fix up. Yes, that's what I have for you. Fix up. Because if we are the one, imagine you are in a healthy marriage, and a healthy relationship, and someone in your circle goes about on social media saying stuff like that, how are you going to feel? No, talk to me. I really want to know. How are you going to feel? You won't feel good because it will look like, oh, this person, despite the fact that we are close, doesn't rate the relationship both of us share, or the whatever it is that is going on in that circle. And it really is not fair. And I think that's something that every one of us should look inwards to and try to fix. Yes, there are marriages out there that do not work, but because you are in a closed, not even closed, a secluded community, you have a system that works for you, and there are people in that system who have relationships that work. Those should be your example, not the internet, not social media, my guy, my girl. Really, that is what I have for you this Sunday evening. Change, please. Yes, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a walk-up special. Hopefully the walk-up would have ended by the time you finish listening to this episode, and we would know who won. Obviously, France is going to win the World Cup. France is obviously going to win the World Cup. Yes. Just because I want to drink Messi's fans' tears. Yeah. I do not hate Messi. I honestly do not hate Messi. I mean, I watch Messi, I'm like, wow, this guy does stuff that's incredible. Even though I am not very, very vocal about my love for him. But he's actually a very, very good player. Not good. Wonderful player. And I just want both of them not to win the World Cup so that there will be peace on earth. Period. See, I'm serious. Nothing more. It's not beef. I do not beef. Messi don't know me. I don't know him. Don't know my daddy. I don't know his daddy. I can't beef Messi. He's the greatest of all time. Ronaldo is the greatest of all time. How would they beef him? I can't beef Messi. But I just don't want him to win the World Cup. Just for world peace. Because if Argentina wins the World Cup, we know what's going to happen. And I know my God is a God of peace. And he's going to hear our hearts cry. I've said too many nonsense things that I shouldn't have said on this episode. But till you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao. And if you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Bye.